Yeah, so I wanted to talk about something that I experienced many, many times in my life, and I'm sure you have, and if you haven't, you will, and that's exactly what this all has to do with. When it comes time to give and to learn about other people, everything has to do with investing, right? Like, I was talking to my wife the other day about how do we know if our kids genuinely appreciate things, right? Because we literally spend many, many minutes of our day telling them, say thank you, right? When someone hands them a drink or at a table, they give them something, they'll always say thank you, right? Because we'll say, hey, say thank you. So the question that I asked my wife was very interested in the question because she was thinking about the same thing. She was like, yeah, how do we know if it's genuine, right? So the question is, do we stop making them say thank you? We're talking about 2, 3, 4 year olds, right? It's a little bit harder to tell someone that's 18 to say thank you, right? Hopefully they can learn on their own. If they don't, it's okay. There's 7 billion people in this world. Everyone's completely different. We're talking about your day-to-day situation and who you surround yourself with. But if you're a parent, this is what we realized, that it's okay to make your kids say thank you. Why? Because even though they don't appreciate it or they don't understand it because they're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years old, they get to learn about life. What do I mean by that? How do you know? Like, say for example, you make your kid say thank you, right? Let's say Michael. So, hey Michael, say thank you. You know, Bobby just gave you a water bottle, say thank you. And then, so the brain fart is, will my kid understand what the hell thank you means because I'm making him say thank you? So the answer that I think, and it's kind of what I went through as a kid growing up, it doesn't matter, right? Because it wouldn't be a challenge if we make our kids say thank you to people. We're not going to tell them, you know, hey, Michael, say thank you only to those that you're giving to that are truly appreciative people, right? Like if Bobby gives you something and you know him to be someone that's not an appreciative person, does that mean that you shouldn't say thank you to that person? No, why? Because you're investing in that person. You're emotionally and physically investing into a person. You're able, based on certain things that happen to you and people that you surround yourself with and different reactions that you get from many, many people, you're able to know how to distance yourself and position yourself in everyday life. So if I tell my son Michael, for example, hey, say thank you, the real way that he'll learn to appreciate is when he eventually ends up saying thank you to the right person. Why? Because the wrong person would be a person who my son Michael gives something to that person. Let's say Jasmine. And he gives something to Jasmine and Jasmine doesn't say thank you. So the real way my son and anyone's kids can honestly 100% know exactly what the word thank you means is when someone doesn't say thank you to them. So just because we're making our kids say thank you and we're instilling, you know, there's a thing in the Old Testament, it says in the sages, it says you give the lad a cookie according to his way, you know? Like, okay, maybe the cookie's not good for him, but if you don't give him the cookie, he won't go with you to temple or synagogue or church. So maybe it is good for him. Because all he needs that one instance, that one thing to take place that sets everything in motion, and then history just starts from there. So when I make my son say thank you to, I'm talking about a 3-year-old, I make him say thank you to somebody else, what it ultimately does is it puts him in a situation and a position to learn everything about everything. And that when the first time in his life when he'll understand what thank you really means is when he gives someone to something and that person doesn't say thank you. So should that stop him from saying thank you? No. Because it'll inspire others and it'll make him a much better person. Thank you very much.